Voices will be raised in song next weekend, seeking peace for the world and its people, and it will be a lot of voices raised in song. The Rogue Valley Peace Choir hosts four other choirs with similar missions in a concert called One Voice on Sunday, February 11th. Here's our chance to learn more about peace choirs and the event, and to even hear a small-scale preview of the music. We've shoved the furniture around to fit 8 singers, and Rob Griswell Lowry into the room. He's the director of the Rogue Valley Peace Choir. Rob, good to see you again.
Great to be here, Jeffrey.
So a peace choir is more than a choir. How?
Peace choirs, of course, everybody loves to sing. But in the difference between a regular community choir and our choir and the burgeoning movement of peace choirs across the world is that people are singing for a mission that matters deeply to them. That for us, in our case, it's for social justice, peace, and environmental stewardship.
Have they just sort of sprung up organically? Or is there some sort of like peace choir organizing committee that says you have to have these attributes to be a peace choir or something?
It is a very grassroots movement, and the membership is very involved in all the aspects of the choir. In a regular community choir, the director picks the music, plans pretty much everything with the board of directors. In this choir, all of the members of the choir submit music. A committee of the choir whittles it down from like 80 submissions to the 14 or so that we choose for each year. And then I give advice and then I'm told to go away while they make their decision.
Well, it takes some of the pressure off you, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
So we mentioned that a lot of peace choirs are springing up. It's a bit of a movement forming now. But the Rogue Valley Peace Choir predates this movement by quite a few years, doesn't it?
Well, as far as I know, we are the second peace choir in the Pacific Northwest. We started about 14 years ago. We were started by two women who moved down here from Eugene, where they were in the peace choir that I know of that's older than us around here.
Mm-hmm. All right. So all peace choirs coming in. Let me give the whole list. It's the Rogue Valley Peace Choir hosting, and then in One Voice is the name of the concert, Sunday, February 11th at 2, the Eugene Peace Choir, the Accord Community Choir, also from Eugene, the Portland Peace Choir, and the Amandel Chorale, am I pronouncing that right, from Mendocino County?
Emmendal,
okay. So that's a pretty impressive collection.
Yeah, we'll have around 200 singers. Each of the five choirs will sing for about 20 minutes, presenting their own material. And then at the end, we'll all sing a final song together called One Voice by Ruth Moody of the Wailing Jennings.
Jennings. Yeah.
And the audience will join in with us on that. And so we'll have, maybe 600 people singing as one voice.
Okay, by now people probably saying, so what do they sound like? So why don't we give them a taste with I Can't Keep Quiet? Is it your first selection?
I Can't Keep Quiet I would call the theme song that emerged from last year's Women's March. And we have five women here to sing that for you.
I No one knows me, no one ever will. If I don't say something, take that dry blue pill. They may see a monster, they may run away, but I have to do this. I can't keep quiet. No, 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 I won't keep quiet.
Well, the name speaks for itself. I Can't Keep Quiet by an ensemble of the Rogue Valley Peace Choir getting ready for One Voice, a concert coming up on Sunday, February 11th at 2 at the Southern Oregon University Recital Hall. Rob, can you introduce us to some of the speakers in the studio here today?
Sure. We have Charlie. I'm so bad with names.
McChesney,
especially when I'm on the spot.
Right, of course.
Avram Chetron, Bill Hahey, Michael Zuzel, Cynthia Tank, Elizabeth Bingham, Cynthia Taylor, and my better half, Kim Griswell Lowry, who just sang the solo.
The solo's on that song just now, I Can't Keep Quiet. Wonderful work all around. And I always have to compliment people who come in here and sing before 9 o'clock in the morning. It is a chore, I know. I'm getting nods all around the room. So good to have you all here to share song with us. I understand that One Voice is about more than song on stage. There's some ancillary activities going on nearby. Is that right?
Yes, there are. In the Rogue River Room at 1 o'clock, there will be a gathering of social justice organizations manning tables, I guess I should say personing tables, giving out educational materials and hopefully getting people to get interested in being involved and active and volunteering with those organizations. And we're hoping to have the choir concert live streamed into that room from 2 to 4:30-ish, while all that tabling is going on. The president of the university will be giving a speech opening the whole event at 1 o'clock in the Rogue River Room, and then after the concert. We'll all, or as many of us as are still able to, adjourn to the Rogue River Room for a reception, and then there will be speakers talking about DACA and immigration issues starting at about 5.
All right, so song just a part of the day for sure.
Yep.
Okay. We have another song we can do here, Connected, is that right? Is that the net plan for the next one?
That's correct. This song was written by a scientist, and it talks about... the fact that we are all at a molecular level one.
All right, this is a little component of the Rogue Valley Peace Choir here in the studio under the direction of Rob Griswell Lowry.
I am, you are me. That's what I said. I am, you are me. Don't you see? I am, you are me. That's what I said. I am, you are me. Army, don't you
it
see?
Seems like I'm over here,
you
and
me.
You're over there.
That's what
but there
I said.
Is something
I
between us
army.
That's greater than
ever. Don't you see?
Seems like I'm over here,
army.
And you're over there. There.
That's what I said.
Something between us
army.
That's greater than
ever. Don't you see?
Seems like I'm over here,
army.
And you're over there. There.
So together we are one body. I am inside your head. You are inside my heart. We fit together, perfect from the start. I am a part of you. You are a part of me. And so together we are one body. I am inside your head. You are inside my heart. We fit together, perfect.
connected from a portion of the Rogue Valley Peace Choir here in the studio on the Jefferson Exchange this morning. The concert is One Voice, Sunday, February 11th at 2 at the Southern Oregon University Music Recital Hall. Rob Griswell-Lowry, how long have choirs from far-flung parts of the region been getting together for a concert like this one coming up?
What we do is we rotate cities that we do it in, and I believe, I'm not 100% sure, but I believe that this coalition of people getting together and singing once a year has been going on for about 10 years. Last year was, I think, Eugene, was it?
Yes.
And then the year before that was Portland, and then the year before that was here.
Now, this is a well-traveled choir, too. I mean, the Rogue Valley Peace Choir has put some miles on it, hasn't it?
We have, actually. The choir before I was involved with it went to Japan.
To Hiroshima, wasn't it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, and other places. So impressive work, and good to have the folks. How many people all together in the Rogue Valley Peace Choir? It's more than just these 8, I know.
Yeah, it varies, but at the moment I believe we have 92 members.
Wow, okay, that is impressive. So we have, let's see, about 2.5 minutes left in the hour. Do you want to take us out with something else?
Okay, this one is called Welcome to My House by Luke and the Lovingtons, the composer being Luke Reynaud, and it's about inclusion and welcoming immigrants.
Why would you not want to see somebody shine? Why would you not want to get your whole mind blown?
What is love?
And if you get it, you could really fly. I see in all your folks grow and find because.
Keep joy in my walk, love in my talk, peace in my house. I keep joy in my...